Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your responses. First of all, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
And what do you think is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Right offhand, I don't know. There's too many.
I know all are important, but the most important issue?
Property tax reform.
Okay. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Fuel prices.
I'm sorry? What prices?
Fuel. Gas.
Fuel. Okay.
Diesel.
And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Environmental. I don't know.
Okay. I have a short list. Maybe you're familiar with one of them. I have water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, or landfill space. Facing Minnesota. Oh.
All of them are issues.
Which one should I record for you? Or the most important?
Oh, some survey. Global or environmental issue for Minnesota.
Okay. And now using the scale of excellence.
My husband just said CWD.
Oh, this is the most important issue?
CWD, chronic wasting disease in the population of the deer.
Okay. Thank you. And using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, medical manufacturing. How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Mining? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Forest products?
Pardon me?
Forest products. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think that's a very poor issue, right, with the way they manage it.
And what about refining? How would you rate that? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Electric utilities?
I would say that our electric utilities are good.
Good. And the last one, agriculture and farming. How would you rate that? Excellent, good,
well,
just fair, or poor?
Fair. I would just say fair. Unfortunately, that's just becoming a dying art.
Just fair. Okay. And now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Fair.
U.S. Forest Service?
Poor.
Forest and timber industries?
Fair.
And county land departments?
Fair.
Okay. And how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
It's important.
Very or just somewhat?
It's very important.
Very important. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say very significant, somewhat, not so significant, or not at all?
How the forest wood products would play a role in Minnesota?
In the future.
In the future.
Very significant, somewhat, not too significant, or not at all?
going down. That's
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But it should be significant.
It should be significant.
Okay, but just somewhat or very significant? What do you think?
Very.
Okay. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same, or fewer than harvested?
The planting of trees in the harvesting part. Do they plant enough trees for the harvest?
But will you say more than harvested, same, or fewer than harvested? How many trees do you feel are planted and grow? Okay. And now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 70s?
What was that?
Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 70s? More or fewer?
They're about the same.
About the same.
Our federal government is not managing our forests like they should.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Okay. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or no?
Yes.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say positive, no impact, or negative?
On the wildlife. Does it have an impact?
No impact. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impact the environment or not?
Yes, it needs to be increased.
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
So what do you mean by that?
Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas, or is not acceptable? What do you think?
That's acceptable.
That's acceptable, yes.
Okay. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chip, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products for Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Sure. Yes.
And do you feel that is up?
Go ahead.
Do you feel that is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or is not appropriate?
No, I think it's appropriate. Yeah.
It's appropriate. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Or no?
Have we ever heard of?
Yes, about Minnesota's forest product industry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
We know
and
several logs. Yes.
And do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group or no?
Nope.
And do you donate money to environmental causes?
No, we do not.
Okay. And we're almost done with the survey. We're 75%, but thank you so much for your time. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $60 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy? A significant component, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy? What do you think? It's a major, a significant component, a minor,
it should be a major. It's
okay.
A major.
And like many industries, Minnesota forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs. Support or oppose?
Yes.
And the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operation and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. And the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Will you support or oppose that? Yes. And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you a short list of components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Just four. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
It's for training, you said?
Yeah, create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose that part of the program? Yes?
Yep.
Support? Okay. And last three, increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry, to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Well, I mean, support.
Okay. And the last two. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose? Support?
Oppose.
Oppose. And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
I mean, yeah, there is a need for the job force, yes.
Okay. Will you support that?
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, the last few questions, just for classification purposes about you and your household. Can you please tell us what is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have 2 years of college. I'm a nurse.
Okay, and can you please tell us what is your age? It's between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
I'm 64.
And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
We live in the rural community.
And is your annual household income below $25,000? Between $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or more than $100,000?
I'm sorry, but that's really none of your business.
Okay, but the last few questions, do you consider your political views liberal, moderate, or conservative?
That is none of your business.
And can you please tell us in which one of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government? Thank you. And the last question in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
You
Thank too. You. Bye.